From Oklahoma City to Berlin, it's Suave and Alberto with International Thunder, your weekly Thunder update.
Who got the feeling? Tell me why I cry when I feel it. Tell me why. Tell me why.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to International Thunder. This is episode 16. I apologize ahead of time. I have a cold, or I don't know if it's allergies or not, but I'm going to be sniffling a lot through this episode. So if I do, I apologize. But we're back. The previous week for Oklahoma City went pretty much how Alberto planned for it to go. Not really me. They went 2-2, two losses to Portland and Houston, and their two wins were against Phoenix and the Spurs. The Spurs win was very impressive. And, you know, saying that, Alberto, does it really matter what seed this team gets in the playoffs? It seems like when they play playoff teams, no matter who it is, they step up and play a lot better, unless it's the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, I think the seed matter. You don't want to finish 7th or 8th, because then you will have the Rockets or the Warriors, and that's... it's going to be tough to match up with them. I mean, I know that the Thunder won twice against the Warriors, but it's regular season. With the Rockets, we saw the previous game that what they are capable of doing. And so I rather finish between 3 and 6, something like that. So it's, let's say, easier maybe. And you can get to the second round. It's easier to get to the second round, because against Rockets and Warriors, I'm afraid that this team without Andrew Robertson might not make it. Maybe not. They're not good enough. And you know, maybe in the second round you get there, and maybe you get lucky. I don't know. But the team went through already a round, so. It might be important for the confidence of the players. But yeah, between 3 and 6 is fine. And if we can also avoid Portland, then it's...
Yeah, definitely. To me, it matters. Kind of like what you said, to be honest. We don't want to be an 8 seed. That wouldn't be good for us, because that would mean we play Houston, and we saw how that goes the other day. So... I don't want to see Houston in the playoffs if we don't have to. 7 seed, I actually really like our chances against Golden State. I know that sounds just really crazy, but I like our chances against Golden State. But at the same time, I'm not going to just say, like, let's play Golden State in the first round. That's definitely not a thing. I think, kind of like what you said, if we can get 3-6, that would be, you know, really, really solid. That 3. Who's third right now?
Portland.
Portland. Okay. That changes by the day. So, honestly, yeah. I don't want to play Portland either in the first round, because we've not beat them at home in 4 years now. So, considering half that series is going to be in Portland, I don't really like our chances. So honestly, that 4-5 matchup is probably going to be the best bet for the Thunder, to be honest. That's how I'm feeling about the situation.
Yes, I agree. That'd be the best.
Definitely. But let's go back and talk a little bit about that Houston game. One thing that I noticed the most about that game, and the reason why the Rockets won that game pretty easily, everything happened in the first half. They manipulated Steven Adams. They got him out of his game, and that really won the game for them, because the Thunder are so reliant on Steven Adams. You know, in that opening quarter, he typically gets his start He gets most of his points in the first half, especially the first quarter. And that's kind of a way for the Thunder to, get teams in these mismatches is by, forcing the ball inside to start the game. But Houston did a really good job of keeping Steven Adams out. How do you think they were able to do that? Because we all know how strong and how dominant Steven Adams has become. It's not easy to, get him out of his game.
Well, I think a part of it was also fault of the Thunder itself, that they didn't play too much for him, actually. Well, the Rockets did a great job in covering him and take him out of the game, as you said. But I think the Thunder did a poor job in... So there is that, and it was a bad game for the Thunder. So well, Steven Adams then in the second half came back. I mean, like didn't 16. Play bad at the end, and he scored.
In that second half.
To be honest with you, I think it's more. It was more a Thunder issue than Rockets. Good defense, let's say.
Yeah, and that's an underrated.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's really an underrated fact about the Houston Rockets this year, and that's why they're so much better than they've been in years past. Is that they're a great offensive team, but they're actually pretty good defensively as well. They look a lot. Well, they remind me a lot as far as balance goes of Golden State 2 years ago. They're a really good defensive team, and that's something that we never expected to come out of a James Harden led team. But is it really a James Harden led team? Is James Harden the leader of that team, or is Chris Paul the leader and James Harden is just the most talented on the team?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think they share. I mean, I don't see James Harden as a leader on the court. I mean, he's the best player for sure of the Rockets. I don't know, maybe in the locker room is more of a leader, but on the court it doesn't look like this type of player, let's say.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Paul more, but I think overall they might share, because Chris Paul is a veteran and he played already a lot of years, so they mesh together. So it's good to have actually maybe two leaders in the team that can push everybody. When somebody is having a bad game, then you have
exactly
your cheer you up. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, and something that people fail to realize is that, this James Harden generation, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, guys like that, they're not young anymore. James is in his 10th season. He is not a young player anymore. He has a lot of experience. He could be, he's not so much a vocal leader, but I really think that, he kind of leads by example. If that makes sense, he leads by his play and the way he plays and his assertiveness while he plays. Chris Paul, though, is the vocal leader of this team. He's the point guard, so the point guard should be the leader of the team. But he's that voice in the locker room, that veteran voice in the locker room that, still knows what the heck he's doing, because Chris Paul's having one of his better seasons this year. So he's no slouch. He's not... Well, I'm not even going to call Nick Collison out like that, but he's not one of those players he's not one of those Nick Collison type of players that we know this is probably it, and he's just kind of on a team. He's still playing at an extremely high level. So the fact that he can still play and provide that veteran experience, and the fact that he is a defensive-minded point guard, I think resonates through this whole team and kind of forces the team to give more effort defensively, even though we know James Harden just can't play defense. He's not a good defensive player. And Mike D'Antoni is not a defensive-minded coach in the slightest. So this Chris Paul trade really did a lot for this team, and I did not see it coming. I did not think that both Chris Paul and James Harden could coexist like they have.
Yeah, same. I mean, after seeing James Harden last year, I had to take, a step back from the point guard position, you know? Mm-hmm. But apparently it's working fine, and good for Houston, I'd say.
Well,
hopefully they do their thing in the playoff where second round they get out. That would be fine.
That would be absolutely great. But speaking of defense, you know, the Thunder, I don't really know how to peg them defensively now. We all know they don't have Robertson on the team right now, or playing. And it's like they have potential to play good defense. We saw them play great defense the other night against San Antonio, but it's not a consistent thing. So, you know, entering the playoffs, they're going to be, you know, facing the NBA's best, playing at their best. And I've heard a lot of rumors around the organization, just saying, nothing definite, but I actually saw Andre Robertson in the locker room. He had a walking brace on, but he was walking just fine. I got to talk to him, and he was saying he's doing a lot better. He was getting a little bit more active and seems to be doing a lot better. What percentage chance do you think it is for him to come back? 1%?
1%. I mean, if they implant a new knee, and I don't know.
He looked pretty good.
Did he? Well, I don't know. I would not rush him back for a playoff run. You know, I mean, like, know if it's the right thing, you know, because then you have to get back in the rhythm.
Yeah.
And it might take some time. And then if you are not playing good, then it's just negative things, you know. There is no positive about it. And, you know, if he would come back, like, let's say, with 8 games left in the season, then you can get in the rhythm. You can just get your minutes restriction and then get the pace in the game. But if you are already in the first round, mid first round, and then you just come back, it's more dangerous than helpful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't see an association like the Thunder doing that. Magic Ibaka moment a few years ago against the Spurs. I don't know if you remember when it was supposed to be out of the Western Conference Finals, and then it was not so severe as Andrew Robertson injury. So let's see. I will take care of the knee and having back him next season 100% and risk him to come back in a middle playoff series. And I mean, he is not Russell Westbrook, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. What do you think? How much percentage?
I'll say 10%. There's not a good chance. He probably will not come back because, you know, basically the same thing you said. It's just not worth risking possibly his entire career just for the 2017-2018 playoff run. I think that could come back to hurt the Thunder if they do that. I've just heard some rumors that that's what he was trying to do. But I don't think it's going to happen, nor do I think it should happen. I think this team got Corey Brewer because he's not coming back this year. And I think Corey Brewer is doing he's doing his job. He's doing more than what we expected him to do. He's shooting the three ball very well. So, you know, he's not quite the defender that Robertson is, of course, but with Paul George, you know, being basically just as good as Dre is defensively, I think we should be okay. We just have to get a defensive rhythm going, because that's been the problem here lately. It's just, we've just been out of rhythm. I think that San Antonio game was one of the first games where their defense just looked 100% in a rhythm for the entire game. So I definitely don't think Dre is going to come back.
Well, talking about Corey Brewer, he's been pretty good, and I didn't expect that. So that's a nice surprise. He is a good addition to the team. Let's say it's he's bringing energy. He's like running. He's doing what Robertson does on the offense. Plus, he's shooting threes, and on defense, he is long and annoying. So you have to like that. I mean,
definitely.
That's okay. You not replace on defense, because that would be having a top defensive player of the year, one of the top defensive players in the NBA. But you can get something out of Brewer, and I like him. He's like shooting 42% from 3 points. Obviously, it's only four games, so it's not crazy big sample size, but it's been good. He's almost averaging 10 points per game. That was the first game, so that's it. And I like it. And Thunder defense has been great, I think, against the Spurs, except 5 minutes of the fourth quarter when they just got a little bit sloppy. But overall, they were great, and they held the Spurs below 100 points. And they also, the Suns, the day before, they held them below 100 points.
Wow.
Or was it? Yeah.
Wow.
So they were already... What's up?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening to you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah, what I was saying is that they held both the Spurs and the Sun 100 points, and that was something good for Oklahoma, because it didn't happen in a long, long time. And so that was good. And I think the Rockets game, they saw that they have to play better, because the Rockets taught them a lesson how good they are. And probably the Thunder players look at themselves and say, okay, you know what? Maybe we should play a little better also on defense. And since then, well, they play only the Suns and the Spurs. But as I said, both teams didn't score 100 points. The Thunder showed a lot of energy on the defensive end. So it's not only Brewer, but also Westbrook. Yesterday was running... above the screens, he was not leaving his defender except a couple of times. But also, the bench was incredible yesterday. Scored 50 points, double what they average. So now it is important that they keep up this type of defensive effort, you know, because now the last stretch is very, very hard. And they play 11 teams that are in the playoffs. Show some energy, otherwise there would be some problems. But yeah, Brewer and the defense are the really nice surprises of the week, let's say, for me.
Yeah, definitely. And I honestly think if Corey Brewer can keep this up, that this team will do a lot better in the playoffs than we think they're going to right now. You know, He just wasn't expected to be this good. He wasn't expected to be this effective. He was supposed to be more of like a veteran voice. But that's all based off of what we saw this year. And he was kind of screwed over by the Lakers. They just didn't really do right by Corey Brewer. He barely got in the game. It's like I understand what they were doing. They were trying to, you know, get their young guys more experience, But a Corey Brewer playing in that rotation consistently really would have helped the Lakers this year. But since he didn't help the Lakers, he's now with the Thunder. And that's really, really going to help them going through the playoffs, you know, both defensively and just being a veteran. Being a veteran and knowing all about the playoffs. He's been in the playoffs. He may have been in the playoffs almost every year he's been in the league because he's always on a good team, it seems like. He's always on a decent team. So he has plenty of playoff experience. And that's something that other than the big three and, well, I guess the Thunder kind of do have a lot of playoff experience now. They're starting five, Raymond Felton, and now Corey Brewer. That's six, seven players on their team that has a lot of playoff experience, or at least six or seven players that's in their rotation that has a lot of playoff experience. But I think Corey Brewer obviously will help that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Patterson has a lot of experience in the playoff with the Raptors before as well. So, yeah. So the starting five right now, they all have experience. Plus there is and well, Collison has the experience that maybe can help guys. But yeah, so I mean, and plus in the playoffs you don't play all your players, so you just play like eight players maybe.
Oh yeah,
or nine. It's gonna be interesting to see who's Donovan is gonna play if they the playoff.
For
they
sure.
do, but yeah,
for sure. But let's well, this has been a shorter podcast. We got a lot done, but we're gonna go ahead and take our Chef Curry to go song break of the week. It's gonna be Bleach by Brockhampton. It's a alternative group that I've grown very fond of thanks to my girlfriend. She introduced them to me and I really enjoy it. So enjoy Bleach by Brockhampton, brought to you by Chef Curry to Go, American cuisine. After this, we'll be back with next week's preview.
Never out gone, homebody never out gone. Put my doubts on when these walls up. Tearing at the black tie, finish adding notches to my belt loop. They say help you, I can't help you. Why I can't speak out is wide out, wide out. Keep it deep inside my mind, it's off kilter, off kilter. I turn memory to fantasy for that better pleasure. For time machine could make it better, maybe better for ya. Yeah. I can't make this up, I can't take it back. Feel like a monster, feel like a deadhead zombie. Feelings you don't want me, I ain't giving up. You should set it off, tell me time's up. Let the water run, let my body run.
That was Bleach by Brockhampton. It's a group that I really, really like. Hope you guys enjoyed it. That was our Chef Curry to Go song break of the week. That's Chef Curry to Go on 5701 Northwestern Avenue in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, over there by the Class and Curve, Chesapeake Corporate Offices, MidFirst Bank. You guys know where that is. But we're going to go ahead and get into our next about week and a half, 2 week preview, because Alberto and I are going to be on vacation. We're actually, we didn't plan for this to happen, but we're both going to be in Los Angeles at the same time. So we'll be on vacation. We'll be on vacation for this next week, but we will pick back up after the Miami game. But let's go ahead and, you know, do our predictions and everything for this next, you know, week and a half. On actually tonight, the Sacramento Kings come to town. That's a game the Thunder should probably win. Then they'll travel to Atlanta on Tuesday and then return home on Friday against the Los Angeles Clippers. That'll be a very, very big game that I will not be at because I'll be driving to Los Angeles. And then on Sunday, the Thunder will be at Toronto. And then that next week, they'll be at Boston. And then we'll all return back home on that Friday, the 23rd, against the Miami Heat. So with that, there are one, two, three, four of the next six games are against playoff teams. So a pretty, you know, rough stretch for the Thunder. This is going to really tell us a lot. This is going to be what makes or breaks their playoff seeding, in my opinion. How do you think they're going to play in this next week, week and a half?
To me, it depends on Steven Adams' injury. Because yesterday, against the Spurs, he got hurt.
Yeah.
So that sprained ankle, there are no updates. So we don't know if he's going to be back against the Sacramento Kings tonight or not. So that's the thing. I mean, the Thunder should be able to beat Sacramento and Atlanta without Steven Adams. But still, his presence is needed for this team. So with Steven Adams, I think that if they play the same way they play against the Spurs and the Sun, I think they can in the next six game. The only loss that I can see is against the Raptors in Toronto. But I think they can beat the Celtics. And I'm confident about the games against the Clippers and Miami. Both. I think the Thunder are better than those team, and if they play the way they know, they're going to beat them. And they need a big win on the road, and I think Boston can be that. Obviously, if it's if Adams is on the team. Otherwise, it might be, well, be a 3-3.
Yeah.
So I say 5-1 with Adams on the team.
With Adams on the team, and he probably will be. He probably will be. But let me see. Sacramento, Atlanta, they're going to lose one of those games. They shouldn't, but they're going to lose one of those games. I think I'm going to say 4-2. They're going to lose to Atlanta, and they're going to lose to Boston. Yeah. They're going to lose to Atlanta and Boston. I got them 4-2. I'm writing that down. Writing it down. Well, for some reason, I just don't. Something about them playing at Boston worries me.
Yeah. I am more worried about Toronto, actually.
Yeah. I mean, both Toronto and Boston are two very, very hard places to play. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. It's just something about that Boston game that kind of worries me. But I guess we'll just have to see. But that's going to go ahead and wrap up episode 16. We will be back on the 23rd after the Miami game. We'll recap the previous six games that we just discussed and see how our predictions were. I'm sure you're going to get yours right, and mine's going to be like way off or something. Or they're going to go 6-0. They're going to go on like a six-game win streak or something. But we'll see. But all right, everybody. That's going to wrap it on up for episode 16. We'll see you guys soon. Thunder up.
Thunder up. Bye.
From Oklahoma City to Berlin, it's Suave and Alberto with International Thunder. Your weekly Thunder update. Waking on the tall bus and I'm sweeping. You'll be hurting if you trust me, but you will. Honestly, that's probably the right decision. Pick up, listen up if you want to get rich. No sleep, how real bad man, wake up.